Hello, everybody. So today, first I want to start off and tell you guys something that happened to me the other day. I just got done buying some food at a Chick-fil-A and through the drive-thru. So I pull around, I get my food, and I'm waiting because this thing's kind of like a big old circle, right? And the cars waiting in line are blocking me so I can't leave. So there's this truck in front of me, and it's just sitting there waiting in line, and I'm just waiting there. And finally, the truck moves up just a little bit, so I have to go all the way around. And when I go around, it's always been a habit of mine, when you see somebody do something kind of goofy, you just kind of look at them, you know. So I just kind of glanced over. I didn't mouth anything. I didn't wave my arms. I didn't, you know, shake my head or do anything crazy, right? So then I just drove off, and I go across the street, and I go inside a store. I come back. I get in the company truck I'm in. And all of a sudden I look, and it's the same guy. He's parked beside me, and he's like, you know, like that to the window. So I roll down my window, and boy, he just starts letting me have it, right? And I'm just looking at him, and praise the Lord for him, I'm not the old me, because it wouldn't have been a pretty sight. But I just looked at him, and I said, I'm sorry, sir. I said, have a good day. Boy, he just kept going on and on and on. He wasn't getting out, though, right? And he kept just going on, and I just said, have a good day, sir. But as soon as I said that, I could see that his anger, the guy didn't know what to do. Because now he was back in his court, and he was, you know, he didn't know what to do because he didn't expect someone to say, I'm sorry, have a good day, you know. And so the first thing that came to my mind was Proverbs 15, verse 1, where it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. You know, you always got to be careful because there's always going to be something that happens and the devil's going to try to get you upset and try to get you in trouble. And matter of fact, the guy even looked at me and he looked at my work truck and he goes, because the old sign, we used to be owned by GE, and GE is like one of our partners. But anyway, you can still see the GE logo sort of. And the guy goes, oh, GE. He goes, you guys need to pay your taxes and this and that. And he goes off and on, you know, until I said, sir, have a good day. I think I said it like 3 times, but you know, in a situation like that, when something just pops in your face, it's pretty hard to just be calm. You know, it's very easy to give them back what they're dishing out, right? It's very hard to do that. And I praise the Lord. I was like, thank you, Lord, for giving me some calm, some peace, so I could sit there and think about what I was going to say real quick, right? But I didn't notice. As soon as I said, I'm sorry, sir, have a good day, all of a sudden his temper changed gears, you know? All of a sudden he was really hot-headed, and then all of a sudden it went down a level. And I could tell that right away. And so everything, again, in this book is true, and that just proves it. You know, it's hard for someone, say somebody is going to start beating you, whether you're a man or a woman or whatever, they're going to start hitting you, and you just kind of, you know, all of a sudden all your anger doesn't come out, and you don't just start trying to rip back into them or do something just as mean to them, right? No matter what it is. All of a sudden you can see it's hard for someone to beat somebody or to slander somebody who doesn't slander them or beat them back. It kind of takes the feel out of the fire. People will get tired of talking bad about you if they know that you're hearing it and you're not saying anything back. They're eventually going to stop talking. They just will. It won't be as frequent. It won't be as fluent. Maybe not as harsh. Because it's not getting anywhere, because they really want you to say something back. They really want you to attack them back so that it makes them feel like they're justified in what they're doing to you. Right? Everybody likes to be justified. Like, I knew it. I knew they were a dirtbag. I knew it. You know? That's why I've always been saying this, you know? And I'm sure all of y'all have heard people say something similar, you know? I just knew it all these years. I knew so-and-so was that way. I knew they were a sorry piece of, you know what? You know? So you just got to try to stay calm. It's important to stay calm and important to be praying all the time about situations like this, because when it comes to reaction and how you react, it's hard to control. That's just a normal, you know, react in your words or your actions or whatever. It's very hard to do, and I don't always pass, I'll tell you. I had a guy the other day chase me down at America. He was an American Airlines employee. And I'm walking down the street, and I'm going into the building, and there's people everywhere, and you hear, "Hey, hey, hey." Anytime you look around, there's a lot of "Hey's." There's a lot of people walking around with the name "Hey," right? And usually every time you look around, no one's ever talking to you. They're talking to their buddy or screaming at somebody, because there's hundreds of people around all over the place, right? So I walk into the building, and when I walk in, I walk into a very small room. I mean, this room, it's probably like a 6x6 room, and there's two doors. As soon as I step in there, the door opens behind me and slams, and I hear, "Where's your badge?" And this guy screams so loud it ricochets off the walls, right? I turn around, I'm like, "Right here." And then I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't have yelled at the guy, but, you know, again, it was one of those reaction things, right? And then he goes, "I've been yelling and screaming for you." I said, "There's a lot of haze around here. I don't know who you're yelling at, you know?" And then I looked for him later. I was going to try to explain it to him a little bit more, because I told him, I said, "There's a lot of guys, there's a lot of people around here, you know?" And he knew, but he was just trying to do his job. But again, you know, he screamed in that room, and it kind of, my reaction wasn't what it should have been, you know? But I went looking for him to apologize and try to tell him what happened, but I couldn't find the guy. But we don't always pass the test, you know? And really, I mean, it startled me, you know? I mean, this room was small, and he screamed. And that thing ricocheted. It was unreal. But again, you don't always pass, so I always have to pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to please give me strength and to please guide me. And that's what I want to get better at, right? I want the Lord to help me in those last situations, right? Where something just jumps in your face and happens. You know, that's when the true test is. If you got time to think about something, it's a little bit easier. Well, for the last couple of days I've been praying and asking the Lord, "Lord, please give me a scripture, give me something for Sunday." All of a sudden I was running a blank all week. All week, nothing. No matter how many times I prayed or whatever, nothing came to mind. All of a sudden last night I woke up and the Lord told me. And then, you know, I was even thinking, is this just me wanting something so bad? I just all of a sudden pull something out of my head, you know? And then all of a sudden today it comes up again. And before I start, it is important, no matter how busy we get, because I've been getting a lot busier at work. I'm at home all the time on my phone, people calling me at all hours, asking me questions, boss wanting a schedule at the last minute for the holidays and this and that. And it's so important to get so busy that we do not give the Lord enough time. Everybody wants something, and everybody wants something from you all the time. It doesn't matter who it is or when it is or what the task may be. But as soon as you finish one thing, somebody somewhere wants something else, right? And everything is so important. There's not a priority on anything. Everything is a priority, right? Now you got five different things that all need to be done at the same time. A lot of times they won't even, depending on who you're dealing with, you know, it's not good enough to do one of those things in an order. They want it all right now, especially at work. Well, we all just need at these times, and I've been going through this a lot lately, we just need to sit back and we need to pray and ask the Lord to slow things down. To slow it down and to control what's going on. Because without the Lord's help in situations like this, you could end up in a mental institute, you could end up on some heavy medication. A lot of people, that's what they'll do. They'll run straight to the doctor and start getting put on meds. I've seen a lot of guys. We got a guy right now that's out that's, this guy's got some demons in him. He's been in an institute a couple of times. His wife found him hanging in their garage. He'd try to kill himself. And as soon as he kicked the stool or whatever it was out, she found him, you know, shortly after that apparently. And that was like 4 years ago. And the guy's been different ever since, you know. Always staying to himself. But anyway, anytime we have more stress at work, it makes this guy freak out a little bit more. Now he's out again. He was just in the hospital, probably another mental institute. And we don't know if he's coming back or whatever. But our job also is not an easy job. So when the guy comes back, I'll have to figure out how to deal with him and what kind of work or schedule am I going to give him to keep him kind of in a familiar atmosphere because I don't want the guy to lose his job, right? So I'm going to try to work with him to see what I can do. But again, stress can bring all sorts of problems to our life. All sorts. We've been rewriting schedules recently, and two guys, it was between two guys. One had to go to night shift. Both brand new guys. Well, neither one of them wants to go. And one of them, I said, okay, well then y'all can start rotating every 6 weeks, days and nights. That's what my manager wanted. I said, okay. And one guy said, why do I have to start first? So I'm just sitting there, and of course this is becoming a little stressful for me, right? So I'm like, what do you guys want to do, flip a coin? Well, they wanted to flip a coin. You know, both of these guys, one's in his 30s, one is in his 50s, right? They want to flip a coin. So we flip a coin, and then the other guy ends up almost crying, calls me up on the phone and almost starts crying on the phone for about an hour while I'm driving to my doctor, right? Then he calls my boss up. I kept telling him, please call the manager, right? So finally, one guy finally gets hold of the manager, talks to him, and is crying the whole time on the phone. These are situations that are pretty stressful because, I mean, you don't want to make anybody, you're not trying to make anybody's life miserable, right? You're not. You just want a job to get done. Well, again, this goes back to leaning on the Lord, right? If the Lord doesn't let you know what kind of employees you have, whether somebody's just lying about their situation, because there's all sorts of things that could be going on, right? And it's so easy for us just to sit there and say, you know, it's work and whatever happens, happens. We need this and this is going to happen. You know, let's just cut it straight to the chase. It's going to be this. That ain't always the way it works with the Lord. The Lord looks at every situation. He looks at every person. He knows their hearts. He knows whether or not they're trying to follow Him or not. And the Lord will guide you as long as you ask Him for His help and His assistance, right? So we ended up working all that out. And the guy who actually started having the worst attitude and being pretty resentful and, I mean, just pretty cruel, now he's on night shift and there's no rotation. Things worked out for the better, in my opinion. But anyway, looking at Isaiah 43, starting with verse 8, the Lord says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else. I will not share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true. And now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. There's a lot of things going on right now, and it's even getting a lot worse. If you actually surf the internet or watch some of the different news channels, there's quite a few websites right now talking about the multiple faith, interfaithism, right? And a lot of churches have Muslim, a Jew, and a Christian all preaching from the same pulpit at the same time. They take turns reading their scriptures and praying and everything. Well, this is going on. It's getting a lot stronger. A lot of times, and here's another thing. We get so busy, and this is why I mentioned this earlier. We get so busy, that's when the devil attacks. As soon as you get so busy and you're not putting your, like the Lord says, keep your eyes on me. When you get so busy with all these tasks, with employees having problems, people arguing and griping, your situation, whatever you're going through, right? Whatever it might be, it's easy to get that one-track mind. But you get so busy, that's when the devil starts attacking. That's when all these interfaith groups keep growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger, and you don't even know anything about it. Before you know it, it's so big, then all of a sudden they're writing laws. I guarantee there's a law coming soon that's going to say that no church can have services without interfaithism going on. It's going to happen. I can see it. The way it's being portrayed by the political leaders, by world leaders, everybody's trying to say that everybody needs to get along, you need to have everything together at the same time, and if you don't, there's a problem with you. I guarantee this is coming. They've already taken away a lot of people's rights. They've already, it was a couple of years ago, I think it was up in Wisconsin, where they were displaying the Bible, and actually, it was during Christmas time, So it was baby Jesus, three wise men and all that, right? Well, an atheist group sued them. They even took it down. They said, okay, we won't display it anymore. They said, no, we're still suing you. So, and they won. So there's all this stuff that just keeps growing and growing and getting worse for us, right? There's a lot of more persecution going on. Right now we're in the middle of watching Israel getting ready to attack Iran, and it looks like that's inevitable. It's going to happen. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Putting sanctions on Iran is not going to help anything. They're going to just keep building their nuclear facilities. Everybody knows that. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's going to bring down more persecution on the Christians and the Jews. And it's coming very, very fast. And the Lord knows that a lot of people are looking to other alternatives. They're looking towards other things in their life that are becoming their God. They're forgetting. They're like, you know what? I don't want to hear about these troubles. I don't want to hear about the things that are going on in the world. It's getting bad. Why do I need to hear it? It doesn't affect me right now. Well, guess what? Now your God has become something else. You're trying to turn all your attention. If you're not putting the Lord first, what are you putting first? Your work, your family, whatever it might be. That's not what you're supposed to do. I understand in stressful situations and when things are going bad, yeah, you don't want to stress out about it. I started stressing out about those guys at work, you know, especially the guy on the phone crying and this and that going on, and I felt really bad. My stomach started hurting, you know. I started having stomach problems, and I'm like, oh, man, Lord, take this away from me, you know. But we have to keep our eyes on the prize. We have to keep our eyes where they need to be, and that's on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the answer for every problem we have. Every problem. And for anything that you see that could be a problem, He's the answer. Always has been, always will be. And we have to make sure that we keep going back to that point. We need to keep looking at that road to heaven and looking at Jesus Christ for every answer. Doesn't matter what's going on. And I'm telling you, I know I do it. I sit there and I think so hard about what's going on and the schedule problems and stuff. And next thing you know, I've been looking at the scheduling and all these people and meeting with guys, and I'm thinking, you know, not one time in those 4 or 5 hours did I take the time to step back, slow things down, and ask the Lord what He wanted to do. It's so easy in everything you do to get wrapped up in the world that you're going to start getting further and further away from the Lord. Because that's all it starts with. See, the devil attacks you. You get a blessing, he'll use that blessing to be something evil. If he gives you something, if he allows you to have a nice home or whatever, then all of a sudden, if the Lord allows that, then all of a sudden the devil will want you to have more and more and more. See, there's always another side to it. There's always the devil that's trying to make your blessing a curse. So you've got to be careful of what you want and where your heart is. It's so important to know that the Lord is first in your life. And a lot of times, some people might not understand that. A lot of people say, well, my wife is first, or my family's first, or this is first. It's like, no. No. The Lord is who keeps you together. The Lord is who helps you tolerate her and her tolerate you. That's the Lord. The Lord's the one who gives you patience. The Lord is the one who guides you and tells you what to say. If you will listen. That's why we have to put the Lord first. And I'm telling you, I've been getting so busy. I've had all of a sudden these flags go up in my head. I'm like, step back. You know, and now I'm saying, Lord, I'm sorry. What do you want to do, Lord? Please tell me what I should do in this situation. You know, I can make a decision. This is what I was going to do, but I don't know if that's what you want me to do. I don't know about you, but I don't want to do anything that the Lord isn't in. If the Lord isn't in it, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. That's why I don't care what happens. I'll never be in any kind of interfaith meetings or any place where I hear Muslims or other people praying. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it on TV. Now they got a show on TV about the life of a Muslim or something in America, something like that. Have you seen that? Yeah, I've seen it. I was like, well, you know what it is? It's people looking and saying, oh, they're not that bad. Look, they're just like us. See, that's the devil side of it. That's the deceitful side that you don't see. whole thing. You see, you saw some nice people who are trying to get along in life, and they're trying to do just like we do. You know, it's the same thing, American dream, right? They're having the same problems we're having. That ain't what the devil's having, everybody thinks. Devil's thinking, telling everybody, hey, these people are just like you. They want the same things in life. Maybe you have more things in common than you think you do. That's why that show's on TV. The Lord has promised us a lot of things. A lot of things. He's never promised us that we will be defeated and will never rise again. He's never promised us things that He can't come and help us with. He's always been there for us. He's always promised us the things that He can do, right? He's promised us that He will always be there no matter what our need is. No matter what happens in our life, He will always be there. He's always promised us that we will be with Him if we follow Him. We have to continue doing that no matter what happens in this world, because the world's getting a little bit quicker now. Everything just seems to be a little bit quicker all the time, right? Work, jobs, house, whatever. Next thing you know, every year is flying by a little bit quicker, right? And then if you step back and watch the news and try to keep up with some things on the internet that's going on around the world, you see all this stuff happening that you don't even see on our news. There's stuff happening all over the place. It's very quick. The main thing to leave here today, slow down. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I don't know what's been going on in your lives every day. I don't know what the things that you're going through right now, but I know what I've been going through. And I see what other people around me are going through. And everything is on the fast track. Everything's so fast. And right now there's a lot of people that are falling away from the Lord. A lot of people. And that's pretty strong. Isaiah 43 verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else. I will not share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true, and now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. The Lord will always warn you. He'll always give you a heads up. He'll always have someone tell you something that they thought they'd never even tell you, and it'll be a warning. And sometimes it'll happen two or three times just so you'll say, something will click in your mind. Hey, that's from the Lord. The Lord's trying to tell me something. The Lord will watch over us and guide us in everything we do. But we have to take the time to ask Him. We have to take the time to listen. And we have to take the time to do as He tells us to do, to show obedience. If we do these things, you'll be okay. You might go through some trouble. Everybody does. We're going to go through some hardships. We're going to go through some agony. But it's not going to be as great as it would have been if you wouldn't have took the time to listen and to be obedient. And I see it all over the place right now. There's a lot of people stressed out. There's a lot of people on medications. A lot of people. Because everybody has a problem. And everybody wants something from you. Doesn't matter who it is. Everybody wants something from you. And it's always usually at the same time. So we need to make sure that we're spending more time in prayer. And more time seeking the Lord. And doing as He asks us to do. Because He's there, and He's telling you every day what He wants. But are you listening? That's the question. But let's all praise the Lord now. The Lord's done so many things for us. And again, He's there for every answer. He's there for every need you have. And we need to just now give Him praise and worship and honor Him and tell Him how much we love Him and how much we need Him. There would be nothing greater. You know what I like to see? I see some of those Billy Graham, the old shows, right? When he's up preaching and you see probably tens of thousands of people sometimes. I always think, you know how awesome it would be to see everybody just chanting the name of Jesus. Not chanting, but just saying Jesus at the same time, you know? And singing a song in harmony at the same time. Telling the Lord, we love you, Lord, and it's all in harmony. You know how wonderful that would be to see something like that? I've never seen it. I've seen people, you know, give praise and worship and they start screaming, but I don't know, it's just always been a thought in my mind just to see everybody saying, Jesus, we love you, and it sounds like one voice. That would be wonderful. I would love to see that one day, and I hope to God it happens. Amen. I know it will when Jesus comes and when he reigns, but I'd like to see that. That would be so awesome. But praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for us. We love you, Lord. We need you every day. And Lord, we ask you to guide us in every conversation, every battle we go through, Lord God. We ask you to go ahead of us, Heavenly Father, and fight the spiritual battle. And fight and help us, Lord God, learn how to resist the devil, Lord. Help us resist the devil in every situation. And please give us discernment, Lord God, to know what is going on. Everything that, with everything we do, everything we watch, everything we say, everything we hear. Let us understand, Lord God, what the devil is trying to do in every situation so we do not become a part of it. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much, and we need you. Right now, Heavenly Father, we tell you that you are the Lord in our life, that there is no other but you, Heavenly Father, and there never will be. And Lord, no matter what happens to us, no matter how hard things get for us, Lord God, we will always worship you. We don't care what anybody tells us to do or not to do. Lord God, your name will be the name on our tongues when we're asking for help, when we're praying, when we're praising. And Lord, we'll keep praising you through every situation. We'll praise you through every obstacle. We'll praise you through every slander that someone sets against us. Lord God, every situation, give us strength, wisdom, knowledge, and endurance. Help us, Lord God, to finish the race that we're in every day. The race, Lord God, the race of life, to get to you and to bring as many people to you as possible. And please let our voices, Lord God, be heard, and let it melt the hearts of those that you know, Lord God, are your children, the ones who are lost, the ones who need to be reconciled with you, Heavenly Father. Please let them hear our voices, Lord God, as your witnesses of how much love we have for you and how much we need you and the things that you've done for us. Let our testimonies ring in their ears, Heavenly Father, and let them believe the words that we tell them about you. We love you so much, Lord. We do. We give you praise, honor, and worship, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's such a battle every day. It is. And it's so easy to get swept up in something else. I do it. I get swept up sometimes. If you don't, you're probably perfect. That ain't going to happen. But every situation you're in, and also don't forget, when you fail something, like when I yelled back at that guy, later on I said, Lord, I'm not going to let this sit on my conscience all the time. If I find this man, I'm going to apologize and just explain it to him again. But I've forgiven myself, and I've asked you, Lord, to forgive me. Because, like it says in Romans 8:1, now there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. You can't let the devil condemn you for things that you've already asked for forgiveness for, because he'll do it. And I'm telling you right now, the strength of the devil around the world is getting stronger. A lot more people are being influenced. A lot more people are following things and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. It's all over the TV. It's all over at the jobs. It's everywhere around the world. So do not let the devil make you condemn yourself. That's so easy to do. Is there anybody else that has any testimonies or anything that's happened to them this last week?
Well, you're saying you want to see people saying Jesus. If you ever have an opportunity to go to maybe YouTube and look at Arthur Blessed, and he was at the Washington Monument, and he said, give me a J, give me an E.
See, that's awesome. I like that.
And when he got to the end, he said, what is it about? Jesus. And the whole crowd
said, that's awesome.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
And it was really great.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
And I saw that on TV, and it was very fantastic.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay. Well, praise the Lord. And just remember, don't get too busy.